Good afternoon. High pressure is building in behind the large storm system that brought all the rain and mixed precipitation to the area on Sunday. This is drying things out nicely across most of the region. A couple of exceptions, a few showers passing through the Poconos, perhaps could slide into the southern Catskills today. And a couple of sprinkles and showers off of Lake Ontario could be moving through central New York, but these are widely scattered and isolated. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for just about everyone, and pleasant temperatures today reaching into the middle and upper 40s in most places, with a few spots even touching the lower 50s. High pressure will dominate the weather picture for tonight, keeping it dry and partly cloudy with lows back into the 30s. That same high pressure will dominate into the day on Tuesday, keeping it dry again and even milder in most places with a mix of sun and clouds averaging in the lower 50s. A storm system in the middle of the country will head toward the Great Lakes during the middle of the week. Skies will cloud up on Tuesday night, and there's a good chance of rain in our region on Wednesday as temperatures push toward 50 once again. The wind will increase and become gusty out of the south during the afternoon and evening on Wednesday in advance of this system. Rain will continue into Wednesday night, then taper off overnight as a cold front passes through. The wind will shift around to the northwest and become very gusty late Wednesday night and for Thanksgiving Day. Behind this system, colder air will be driven in by that northwesterly breeze, and high temperatures on Thanksgiving will stay in the upper 30s. The winds during the day at times will gust over 30 miles per hour. It'll remain dry for Black Friday and into the upcoming weekend with mostly sunny skies. Highs on Friday and Saturday will be in the lower 30s and back into the mid-30s with a chance of mixed precipitation on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the overall weather pattern over the U.S. is forecast to become active for the first half of the work week as two storm systems evolve. The first system will be an amplifying upper-level trough over the Rockies and Northern Plains that will produce a storm over the western high plains tonight that will deepen as it tracks across the central plains and then the Midwest by tomorrow night. The air mass to the north and west of this system will be cold enough to support a broad swath of significant snow extending from the Colorado Rockies into Wisconsin, where winter storm watches and warnings are in effect. With the tight pressure gradient associated with this low pressure system, very windy conditions are likely across much of the plains, and high wind watches are in effect for the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles, as well as adjacent portions of neighboring states. An even stronger storm is expected to develop over the eastern Pacific Ocean and reach the west coast by tomorrow night. This low-pressure system will likely undergo bombogenesis, a pressure drop of at least 24 millibars in 24 hours from tonight into tomorrow night, at which point it will produce hurricane-force winds offshore. It could reach near the California and Oregon border early Tuesday night and then begin to gradually weaken as it moves inland. The mountains of southern Oregon and northern California are likely to get hammered with blizzard conditions and battering surf and high winds for the coast. Winter storm watches and warnings are already in effect for many of these areas, and the cold nature of the event will result in lower than usual snow levels. Pre-Thanksgiving travel in this region could be severely affected. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy, lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low 29. The record high 64 set in 2004 and in 2001, and the record low 2 above zero in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 40s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower in the Catskills today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s. Rain likely on Wednesday afternoon, becoming windy near 50. Very windy and colder on Thanksgiving Day. Partly sunny skies and a few flurries in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny Friday and Saturday, lower 30s. And a chance of rain or snow on Sunday with highs in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.